It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
Look at the amount of hay in the mouth of that pika. It had a fistful of grass and wildflowers as it was racing across the rocks. These pikas look sort of halfway between a hamster and a rabbit, I think. I guess that's what gives them their cuteness.
There is a really cute, active little pika about 30 feet below us, perched on a rock. These are animals that we're particularly concerned about when it comes to global warming, because they need cold weather to survive. They just don't do it all well in hot weather. And researchers have already discovered that colonies at lower elevations have disappeared as the climate warms.
We're actually sitting in the midst of a marmot colony here at Summit Lake on Mount Evans at about 12,300 feet. And the marmots are just emerging. It's fairly early morning, and they're just coming out for their morning sunbathing. And they're going to sit on these granite rocks here and sunbathe for an hour or two, and then they'll lazily start munching on the grasses and wildflowers in this colony. By contrast, the pikas are racing back and forth with grass and flowers in their mouths as they ferry materials to their hay piles under the rocks. These two contrasting foraging strategies are indicative of the way these two mammals are going to spend the winter. The marmots just get good and fat in the fall, but they don't have to store any food because they're going to go to sleep here in just right around the first week of October. They'll go into their burrows and go to sleep. The pikas, in contrast, have to build these big hay piles that are as much as 3 feet across, and they'll feed on the stored material throughout the winter as they scurry back and forth under the snowpack.
Yellow-bellied marmots may actually double their weight preparing for hibernation, and once they begin to sleep, they may sleep for 6 or 7 months. During this time, their body temperature falls to about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and their pulse slows to 4 or 5 beats per minute.
At the Rocky Mountain Biological Lab near Crested Butte, researchers have been noticing that marmots seem to be emerging from hibernation up to 2 or 3 weeks earlier than they were emerging a couple of decades ago. Global warming could actually affect marmot survival up here in the tundra, because sometimes the snowpack can be quite deep in the spring, and as they feel the warmth and they emerge early, they emerge onto a landscape where there's nothing to eat. Oh, this one's really close to us, this pike, isn't it? It's about 20 feet away, perched on its rock and about ready to bark at us.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County,